Again, we bring you another episode from Edgar Rice Burroughs' startling book, Tarzan of the Apes. Swinging with easy grace and miraculous speed, Tarzan soon comes upon Captain Tracy, hopelessly lost in the maze of undergrowth. Silently, unseen, Tarzan looks down upon the man and pities his inadequacy. A slight movement in the tall grass behind Tracy catches Tarzan's eye. A tawny shadow, Numa the lion, crouched for a spring. His sinewy legs drawn deep under him, his lean body low, yellow fangs bared, lips twisted in a fearful, soundless snarl. His body sinks lower, crouching for that terrific, deadly spring. Lower, lower, inch by inch, lower. In a moment, there'll be a roaring snarl, a mangled body. Lower, lower. With swift, steady fingers, Tarzan snatches an arrow from his quiver, fits it into the bowstring. With bow pulled taut, Tarzan waits. The lion's eyes glow, his body is tense, ready. Slowly, the merciless yellowish-green eyes close as the huge, dripping mouth opens. Numa snarls. Tracy whirls. Pulled into the vase of snarling death. Tracy screams. There's a moment of deadly tension. Numa springs. The lithe, muscular body launches itself. An arrow flies from Tarzan's bow, plunges deep into Numa's side. For a moment, the charge is stopped, but only for a moment. Numa turns, snaps at the arrow buried in his lean side. Tracy starts to run, stumbles, falls. And Numa, in an agony of pain and rage, whirls around, tenses for one more terrific spring upon the prone man. Tracy crawls, rolls, digs his fingers deep into the earth to bring himself to safety. It's no use. Numa springs. Like a plummet, Tarzan drops from a tree, lands upon the hurling beast in midair, his fingers clutching the infuriated one's shaggy mane. They twist in the air, fall. Tarzan's mighty right arm encircles the beast's neck. The giant falls strike out. Tarzan clings to the brutish neck. Slowly, with sinew-tearing strength, he pulls the great head backward. Twisting, snarling, clawing, backward, backward. Suddenly, Tarzan's knife flashes, plunges with terrific force into the side of the lion again and again and again. Slowly, the great muscles of the lion relax. The yellowish-green fire fades from his eyes. The great head goes loose in Tarzan's grasp. Numa is dead. Dropping the dead lion, Tarzan throws back his head, beats his chest as he sends echoing through the jungle his cry of triumph. The cry of the victor. Tarzan, the mighty hunter, has made a kill.
Thanks. Thanks, old man. You saved my life. It was, well, all but unbelievable. My name's Tracy.
Numa Bundolo Tarmangani. Tarzan Bundolo Numa. Numa Bun.
I don't understand.
Numa Bundolo Tarmangani.
I'm sorry, old man, but English is the only language I know.
Tarzan studies Tracy curiously. Slowly he walks around him. Finally, Tracy starts off, motioning Tarzan to follow him. Tarzan realizes that the man is going in the direction away from which he came. He grasps Tracy's arm to lead him in the opposite direction. Certain that he's right, Tracy starts off again in the wrong direction. This time, Tarzan takes from his leopard skin girdle the green jade bottle and thrusts it into Tracy's hand. Tracy is amazed.
A bottle.
And then,
a green bottle.
He's aghast. With a swift gesture, Tarzan grabs Tracy, hoists him to his shoulder. Tracy struggles futilely and then relaxes. Certainly, this forest man who saved his life at the risk of his own has no intent other than for good. Tracy is appalled. Tarzan leaps, grasps the low branch of a tree. Up, up he leaps from branch to branch. In a moment, they're sweeping along with incredible speed. Meanwhile, Clayton, Jane, and Professor Porter are stealthily making their way aft, where they intend to hide themselves from Yacht, believing they'll be safe. Unknown to them, Yaunt and Snipes are following.
I thought I heard somebody following us.
I too heard something.
Come on,
hurry along.
It's just through this next bulkhead.
Stay where you are, or I'll shoot.
Run for it. Take Jane's other arm, Professor.
Come on. Stop. Along.
In here.
Right. Get in, Jane.
Shut the door.
Come on,
give me a hand with this door.
Now, what's the matter?
are you, Knight? Can't you hear anything?
Well, they might it.
Fine marksmanship. Fine marksmanship, Snipes.
And them 45s ain't easy to handle.
You couldn't hit them with a machine gun.
And what are we going to do? We ain't got a chance of getting through that door.
Nor of them getting out. There's a latch on both sides. Fasten the bolt.
Hey, Chief, what's the lie? Am I supposed to sit on my ditty bag doing nothing but waiting for them to get ready to come out?
They aren't coming out.
Oh, Yarn, that's pretty raw, ain't it? Letting the dimes starve to death?
They aren't going to starve to death. Open that seacock.
They'll drown like that. Why, I ain't soft or nothing, but... Well, can't we just maroon them someplace, you know, sort of give them a run for the alley?
Don't be a fool, Snipes. With them alive, our name will be carved on every gallows in the country. If we get them out of the way... Get the treasure, scuttle the old tub, we're away clean.
Sure. That's all right for the guy in the old geezer. But what about the dime? Yon, baby.
When I want any suggestions from you, Snipes, I'll ask for them. Crack that valve and come on. I want to get ashore and hunt down Tracy. I stuck my head in the noose for a treasure, and I'm not going to be cheated out of it.
Nobody ever cheated you out of nothing yet, Yon. But if you side turn it, I'll turn it.
Turn it. She's on full?
Yeah. As far as she'll go.
That ends three of our worries. Come along.
Have you a match, Professor? There ought to be a lamp in here somewhere.
Something just ran over my foot.
A rodent of some sort, no doubt.
Hurry, Mr. Clayton. Put on the light.
Here are some matches. Always the last pocket in which one looks.
There's a lamp over there.
Oh, what luck. Sure, this is great luck. Lamp's full.
The place is alive with rats.
Rather an ancient and fish-like smell, if I may quote Shakespeare.
Imagine that beast, Yomp, firing on a woman.
Oh, this is terrible.
I've been thinking it over, Clayton. The best thing for us to do is to go out, face them, and offer to do anything, anything in return for their word to give Jane safe passage to the next port.
Their word? What good will that do?
Oh, those terrible, nasty little eyes.
By George, look, they're scurrying.
Why, half of them have gone already.
Thank heaven. What in the world are you supposed to start them off that way?
When rats desert, it's an ill omen, they say. Look.
What?
Why, this compartment is being flooded.
Oh, let's get out of this.
They're going to flood us out.
Open the door, Clayton.
Oh, no, I'm standing in water now.
Well, you might as well go out and face it. When I open the door, stand back.
Oh, but can he take open it?
All right. Stand back, Professor. Why, the door must be stuck. Put your shoulder to it. All right, now. One, two, three.
That door isn't stuck, Clayton. It's bolted on the other side.
You mean we're locked in?
Oh, now, don't worry. We'll pound on the door and they'll open up. Hand me that bar over there. Oh, Jane.
Yes.
Let me help you up on the side there so you can keep your feet dry.
Oh, don't bother. I'm wet up to my knees now. Hurry, knock on the door.
Here's the bar.
Right. They'll hear this.
Oh, surely they'll open the door.
Why, of course, of course. Oh, that's funny. They don't answer. Yonk. Open the door. Yonk, you're here. Open the door. You can't let them drown like this.